Over the last couple of weeks, we have been contributing to the Understanding Awareness campaign regarding dementia in conjunction with the HSE, along with other radio stations around the country. And what's hoped to be achieved with this partnership is to share the real stories of people's lived experience and highlight what is available in the community for people living with dementia and their families. We want to increase awareness and understanding of dementia amongst a wider population and to encourage people in communities to get involved in the social movement of people taking action to ensure that people living with dementia remain connected and supported, and for people with dementia and their families to be involved in making communities inclusive. The Dementia Understanding Together campaign is set against a backdrop of 64,000 people living with dementia in Ireland. The number is expected to more than double by 2045, with an estimated 11,000 people developing dementia in Ireland each year. 500,000 of us have had a family member with dementia. And one of those is my guest this morning. Fiona Marie Booth is her name. Her dad, Richard, lived with dementia. And Owen, a little background first.
Richard Booth, he was better known as Blondie. He was from Killeen in Mount Mellick. He was a retired vice principal of St. Paul's National School in Portlaoise. He passed away at his home last December. And huge crowds, we believe, attend the funeral services. He was a very popular and gifted former footballer as well. He was a performer in musicals and pantomime. He played major roles with Laois Musical Society and Portlaoise Panto Productions for many years. He was a member of the county football team and he lined out with the Heath, winning a senior title with the club in 1974. We're told as well he was a true gentleman, no doubt about that, and he was a great family man as well, but a gifted footballer and a gifted performer as well.
All right, let's find out his story, because we're joined this morning by his daughter, Fiona Marie Booth. Good morning, Fiona.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Give me an overview of your father's story of living with dementia.
So I was only a teenager at the time. I was about 16 or 17. I suppose in the beginning, it was quite confusing. At that time, there wasn't a whole lot of research or kind of information. I think it's quite common when people are first diagnosed, there can be misdiagnoses, and so we just weren't sure what was going on with him in the beginning. But obviously then, as the process unfolded, my dad was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia.
Just explain the details and how that manifested itself.
Yeah, so it was a slow progression over about 12 years. Dad kind of lost a lot of mobility physically. And then there's like a cognitive decline. So it was mostly affecting his brain and his ability to kind of string a sentence together sometimes. Then that progressed very quickly over a two-year period.
And at what age did the onset first occur?
So he was in his early 50s.
Right, that's comparatively very young.
Yes, it was.
And for a 16-year-old like yourself, it must have been extremely distressing as well and puzzling.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, myself and my family were, a little bit in the dark in the beginning. We weren't really sure what it meant or what the future would hold. And I would have spent a lot of time, just me and my dad, in those initial years. I was a teenager, and so there was confusion and frustration at times about what was happening. As the years went on with education and knowledge and information, we were able to kind of have a better understanding of how to cope and how to support my dad.
And that it was in your case. And then how rapidly or how extensively did your late father's dementia develop?
It was actually a slow progression over about 10 years. You know, physically he was actually very good, and it really is different from person to person how it manifests. He was physically quite good, and it was his brain really that kind of started to decline. And then about 2 years ago, he caught pneumonia, and pretty much overnight, that just changed everything. He lost, a lot of mobility. It was a difficult time, and so from that time 2 years ago, he kind of rapidly declined from then.
Is your mother still alive?
She is, yeah.
It has to be enormously distressing for everyone in the family, but particularly the partner of a person who has dementia. Is the distress worse for the family members looking in and being fully conscious and aware of what they're losing? They're losing their dad or their mam in a living, ebbing away manner. How would you react to that particular description?
Yeah, that resonates with me a lot. For my mum was my dad's primary carer, so there was a 24-hour schedule, really, with quite a complex kind of medication schedule and pureeing food and all of that kind of stuff. So it is quite draining on the carers and on the family members. And actually, for me and my family, it was, you know, a 10 to 12-year grieving process. You know, over that span of time, you're kind of grieving over that time. Yeah, so it does take a lot out of you.
I suppose the most vital thing in any relationship is the ability to communicate and share emotions and feelings.
It was definitely an interesting one for me being, younger. I was in my teenage years and then through my 20s when Dad was kind of declining, which isn't that common, you know. So I kind of had to grasp that as a younger person. But definitely the thing to remember is, like in my case with my dad, he was still very much present, you know, and his spirit was definitely very much present the whole time. And so as long as you can engage with that, I think that's the most important. And in terms of communicating, you know, I'm sure many families who've been through the same thing could agree with this, perhaps, that, you know, you have your own understanding of one another, being family members and me being his daughter. We definitely had our own ways of communicating and understanding each other. And as long as you're making the person feel normal and feel like they're keeping their sense of self, I think that's really important, because that sense of self starts, and self-esteem starts to really erode over time for people who are living with dementia. And so, you know, I really tried to treat my dad as though things were normal for the most part, and to engage with him in things that he loved and things that he knew a lot about when he was well, to make him feel normal and talented and smart. And that was really a special thing to be able to do for
and
him.
That's a fantastic approach, and you know, it can be so enriching while obviously so upsetting at the same time. What advice would you give to people out there who are listening to this now, experiencing those symptoms for the first time and wondering, is dad or mam okay?
I think obviously education and knowledge and information is really important. I think, you know, I've spent a lot of time researching dad's illness and really going deep into it. And I think that's important, because with knowledge comes compassion and empathy as well. And I think the big piece of advice I would give, as I said before, is to treat them like things are normal. And that's what made my dad feel connected. I also think it's really important to not shy away from sitting down and asking the person, you know, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And to tell them that you're there for them and that you care. Because I think that it's very easy to kind of ignore going there with the person who has dementia, but it's quite meaningful sometimes. And as I said, yeah, behaving and engaging with things that they were into when they were younger. So, you know, my dad, we would take a walk around the garden and he would know the name of every flower and every plant, you know, without missing a beat. Or if we spoke to each other, my dad retained a lot of his Irish little things like that. Or, you know, my dad was a performer back in the day, so he would be able to recite lines or lyrics of songs and like points of interest like that kind of bring the person with dementia alive is really important.
Summarizing it, that we should never assume that the person is not grasping at least even a little of what we say. Their reality is exactly what it is, their reality.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, one thing I tell people a lot is, not to get, you know, too grim, but, you know, there's no such thing as an in-between, really. So, you know, as long as, you know, my dad was alive and breathing, his senses could be delighted. You could have a little dance or a sing or something, and they're still in there, you know. I think that's important. And one thing I would really say to members of the community is to not be dismissive. You know, if my dad couldn't find the words, or sometimes towards the end I might not be able to understand what he was saying, but I didn't dismiss him. I behaved as if I understood exactly what he was saying. And that made him feel understood and listened to. And that's important for people to remember, that they're there, and they're, you know, they're still, their spirit is still there.
Part of the Dementia Understand Together campaign, where KFM and many other radio stations to help get Ireland talking about dementia. Fiona Marie Booth, thank you once again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.